also here. On a very dull, sort of misty Saturday morning, but with plenty of people in the studio. It looks like there's a fair day on in Drogheda today around here, but it's for a very good reason, and we'll be talking about that later on, after we play our first record, actually. Now, this is the week, of course, of the Milk Run. We'll be talking about that in a minute. But first, can I say hello to David Crosby, who has arrived on the mail train from Laytown.
Good morning, David.
You brought the mail with you?
Yes, indeed.
Good. We have some information for them to give us today, and we have apologies from Mary.
That's right, yes.
Mary just rang in, but unfortunately she can't be with us this morning, but she'll be here next Saturday.
Okay.
So our friendly afternoon greetings to Mary, and wish her well. She's going on a journey, actually, to represent, I think, MS at a meeting in Dublin. So, Mary, take care of yourself on the trip, and we'll see you next Saturday. Maybe hear from you before that, please God. Let's talk about the Milk Run. Past two, led by God knows who. There's a great deal of names that will be down there, of course, and it will be a very interesting start. 2:30 at Lourdes Church. Then I think you can go on a bicycle. Use your feet. You can walk on your hands if you want. You can do anything you want, as long as you come back in with a card and the money, because that's the most important thing. And you know that for the last 2 weeks we've been talking about the Milk Run here, and you saw the results of last Sunday's Milk Run from Dublin. It was absolutely brilliant. Marvellous amount of people running in it, and possibly they will get as much money as they got last year. And there was a great charity urge within people's minds to give to people. So that's one. Can I also remind you that, and we'll be coming back to the Milk Run later on, can I also remind you that tomorrow and tonight, particularly tonight, remember that first, that the River Rescue people collection, that's tonight at the masses and tomorrow. Now, I don't need to remind people of this town of the value of the River Rescue group, because you've just seen the results of two tragedies on the Boyne. We believe there may well be a third one. It's sad for our town that the river seems to attract these bodies every year. We seem to get 3, 4, 5, or 6 bodies every year out of the river. And you know, without the river rescue craft and the people who dedicate themselves to doing the river rescue job, we would be in a poor state indeed. So they needed a new boat to do the river rescue. They've got one, and we've got to try and pay for it. They're making this charity collection tonight and tomorrow. So whatever you can do in the way of giving a donation to these good people, and I believe really and truly that some of the finds that they make are very, very sad indeed and very horrific for them. They're very, very good people, very brave people to go out and sometimes indeed risk their own lives to try and save people who get into difficulties on the river, or to, in the unfortunate circumstances where somebody is drowned, to recover the body for the sake of the families who are so depressed at the losses that they've sustained. So will you do that for us, please? Remember the River Rescue tomorrow. And the Milk Run then, to get back to it, 2:30. Great success, as I said last week. And Drogheda looking for about 6,500. Now, the sponsorship cards you should have by now. If you haven't got a sponsorship card, I would suggest that you even now could go and run in the race, or walk in it, or bicycle in it, do whatever you like, and that then you would get a card and fill it in. Even if you only go out, if you haven't attempted a sponsorship, put a pound or two in yourself, why don't you, and go out and have a good afternoon's walk. It'll be a good day, please God, tomorrow, and the exercise will do you good. David, we want to take the first record because we've got a group of people in the studio, and there's 6 in all, and I'm going to take them in 2 groups of 3. The first group to come on will be David Garvey, Eamon Sheehy, and Anne McAvoy. Now, to some of you, you'll know the names already, but in actual fact, they are the people who ran Drogheda Cares at Christmas. Now, that was the most brilliant success ever in this town, and I want to talk to these young people, all of them young people, who have been deeply involved in it, in the running of it, in the organising of it, and finally, in the raising of the magnificent sum of £10,000. Now, that's coming up. So, David, what have we got?
All right, then, we're going to have a record from last year, from the summer of last year, in fact, from Kim Wilde, who is, you may or may not know, the daughter of Marty Wilde, and her second single called Checkered Love.
Well, I did know that.
Oh, you did?
I did know.
Oh.